You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Shinden Ewens, co-founder and CEO of Gobble, an AI-powered automatic bill payment platform that protects users against bill scams and takes the hassle out of payments. Mr. Ewens, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's nice to join you.
Yes, sir. Good to have you out. Looking forward to hearing all the details on Gobble. So tell us, for starters, what is Gobble? Tell us a little bit about your team and what is it that you guys do?
Thank you. Gobble is a digital platform that digitizes invoices and checks for fraud and automatically schedules payments for small businesses and busy households. You can link and pay with any card and any bank account, and soon you'll be able to link a crypto wallet and pay with any coin as well. So users can actually go to our website, gobble.com, and sign up and get a gobble at gobble.com email address. They can start sending bills through to that email address. They can either forward it via their inbox, tell their billers to send it directly to that email address, or they can even take a photo and send it in as an attachment. Gobble notifies users when it receives the bill, just before it's paid, and when it's paid. But please note, it's only available in Australia at the moment.
Certainly sounds like an awesome and valuable resource. Now, why did you start the company, and what problems is Gobble solving with artificial intelligence and automated bill payments?
Yeah, good question. My co-founder, Quinton Marsh, and myself, we wanted to really just make our own life admin easier. And it really started with ourselves, and it grew from there to our families and to our friends. And 3 years on, it's something that has grown much bigger now. We believe that small business owners and also households are just wasting a lot of time in life admin tasks, like remembering pay bills and paying bills. We wanted to automate those tasks and also monitor whether we were getting ripped off in our electricity plans, in our insurance that we're paying. So we wanted to monitor that using AI or some form of digital service. We wanted to also protect ourselves from fake bills that were arriving in our inboxes, in our email inboxes, and not clicking them to trigger off some sort of ransomware or identity theft. So the key part of our solution is automation, and one aspect of that is AI. And we use AI to extract the text in images and photo bills, but we're progressing to actually the construction of the digital assistant that knows your goals and behaviors. So we will go out, collect external data, analyze and determine what sort of financial steps and decisions are required. So it could be, your goals could be minimizing late fees or any fees, maximizing cash flow or collecting reward points.
Now, AI has very much become a buzzword in the tech industry, but what are some of the practical applications of artificial intelligence currently being applied in fintech, but also more broadly in a business environment?
Yeah, AI has been around for quite some time now, actually, and it's been applied in fintech. And I remember even back in early 2000 being involved in using AI and machine learning with the global banks to detect fraud. But today, I think businesses are using it to assist in decision making, like credit applications and cutting down on the effort for straightforward cases. Businesses are using it to deliver simple financial advice. If they've got the license to do that, generating stock analyst reports as well for people to consume. But we find that our consumers actually don't care whether we're using AI or not. It's really the benefit or the outcome that they're looking for. So we actually don't talk much about AI to our consumers.
Today we're speaking with Mr. Shindon Owens, co-founder and CEO of Gobble, an AI-powered automatic bill payment platform that protects users against bill scams and takes the hassle out of payments, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Owens, often we hear criticisms of AI, in particular around the issue of robots becoming too smart. What role do you think AI will play in our everyday lives looking ahead, and what are the benefits and threats to consumers?
Well, AI is already in our everyday lives with thanks to Google, Microsoft, and Apple, using natural language, for example, processing in Siri and Alexa. And as I was mentioning, the fintech space, stock analyst reports and credit decisioning done by, you could say, all software robots. Our music, our shopping is already recommended by algorithms that are learning as we go. So it's in our everyday lives. And I think consumers need to consider the use of their own data and the privacy impacts compared to the conveniences they're afforded to them. So machines learning about their behaviors and collecting all that data is the question that consumers have in their mind. And that's why Gobble, for us, we've taken a very strong data stewardship position, and that if it's not good enough for ourselves or our families, it's not good enough for you, and we won't share or sell the data in any way. So remember, we started the company as a something for ourselves and our family and friends. So I think that's a really important position to be in. Another benefit of computing versus human processing is it removes an element of people overseeing a lot of the processing. So it actually can provide the opposite, which is privacy. Machines looking at your transactional history rather than manual bookkeepers entering in bill information, perhaps, or invoices. So there's a lot of aspects to consider in this area.
Most definitely, for sure. Now, also, paperless bills are now mainstream, which presents a lot of potential for bill fraud and scams as well. Tell us a bit about the bill fraud issue. How big is the problem, and how can we keep our money and data safe?
Yeah, the bill fraud issue is a big and growing issue, and it's very much underreported, I believe, not only in Australia, but worldwide. In Australia, it's $340 million that was lost last year, and that's an underreported amount, according to the Australian government agency that tracks it. And if you're older, you're more likely to lose your money. Global ransomware has estimated to exceed $5 billion last year, and the FBI report last year was that business email fraud is exponentially growing at 2,370%. That's a huge, huge problem that's growing. It can happen to anyone. In fact, it happened to my father early last year. He clicked on a fake invoice, and he was done by one of those. His bank account was cleared out. So it can happen to anyone. And things that we could do, we could keep our security patches up to software up to date, use really good security software like email spam filters, but also something like Gobble is quite new, so it's something that will allow users to screen their bills. Just don't open your bills, don't click on them, just forward them straight on to Gobble, and we do it for you.
I got to tell you, that certainly sounds simple and easy enough. Good stuff there. Now, bills are a big part of daily life, no doubt about that. So do you have any advice on how businesses can improve the transaction experience for customers and provide better value?
Yeah. Well, bills are much part of our daily lives. Death, taxes, and bills seem to be the constant, aren't they? But consumers can, I think businesses can consider giving consumers more choice and control over over their data and what they do, so that they will be central to making better experiences and outcomes. As you mentioned, something that is easy for someone doesn't necessarily mean it's easy for another person. So I think businesses need to consider that, and we're all different, and it comes down to how we can help personalize that service that we deliver.
Well, Mr. Owens, really good to have had you. We can't thank you enough for introducing Gobble and its services and what you offer to our listening audience. I understand you're only in Australia now and assume that you would probably be making this available in other countries in the future.
Yeah, we will be expanding. We're looking at international markets right now. So if anyone's interested, please contact us. Our contact details are on gobble.com, gobbill.com. We look forward to hearing back because we are a startup and we're quite young. So it's something that we'd like to always get feedback and try to listen to where things are going and what people think about the service.
Most definitely. Mr. Ewan, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. We all here at EPN wishing you and Gobble all the best.
Thank you, Eric.
We've been speaking with Mr. Shindon Ewens, co-founder and CEO of Gobble, an AI-powered automatic bill payment platform that protects users against bill scams and takes the hassle out of payments. And for further details, simply visit gobble.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.